Okay, welcome to board meeting. So present tonight are Joel Marner, Ray Franson, Seika Webb, Monica Schultes, Ali Deru, and myself, Scott Sabey. We're gonna start out discussing our mitigation plan. Anyone know about that?
Ali does.
I forwarded you guys the email.
There's a meeting on the 29th.
There is a meeting on the 29th.
And you don't have to show up in person. There's a...
A Zoom that you can get on.
That's down in Garden City, right?
Probably.
Well, I was just looking at it, and it's like, if we just do like a brief, you guys help me, and then I can like enter everything in. It's like a big, I'll show you, Google.
Who sent that, Ali?
That Brittany Alf. I don't know how you say your last name.
Oh, okay.
So we have to go through, see down here is all of the hazards, like air quality, agriculture, avalanche. So we need to pick all the ones that they probably put these all in, actually. Oh my gosh, for all of them. So...
We have to fill each one of those.
Okay, so once you click on it, it has like action, which it explains over here. Okay, so see, this might be easier, and I might have to do it. The action says short sentence stating how the community is going to protect current residents and property from the identified hazard. So air quality. Like we need to put in a sentence like current. So this is current, and it has future down here. So our action, how it's NFIP compliant, priority, time frame, potential funding sources, responsible entity, estimated cost, and resources.
Are you kidding me?
For every single...
What are we going to do for the air quality, my friends?
I have the best idea. I say we get a bill.
Is that something we can do right now?
Well, we have to have it done by the end of the month.
So we could do it right now.
The email that you sent, so we do have that whole copy.
Yeah, if I'm not sure if it would let you into the Google Sheets.
I didn't see the copy, but
I wonder if we can break it up and everybody take a section and fill it out. But
like, how in the world?
Yeah, how long is it going to take us?
I don't know.
A long time.
I mean, it depends on how. I didn't realize it had, because when I first looked at it, I didn't realize she'd already sent me an email with the attachment, and so I asked for permission anyway. So I didn't look at it right when I saw the email because it wouldn't let me in. I had to let her approve me, but I didn't realize it was quite this detailed.
It's quite lengthy, really.
But I'm not sure how we're supposed to know estimated cost either for this stuff.
Like air quality. I thought it was fire mitigation.
Well, there's like a whole
everything.
Bunch.
Agriculture, avalanche, biohazards.
In order to get this money, though, we have to do.
Yeah, we have to have it done.
But like, how in the world?
Yeah, but why? How is agriculture? Is it a risk to us, or is that what it is? To mitigate the risk.
So let me read what it says. Maybe I should have printed the email. I forwarded it. Okay. So it's just right like too. The.
Oh my gosh.
The worksheet is a Google spreadsheet that lists each hazard. If a hazard is not identified for your community, please leave the corresponding sheet blank.
So they sent that PDF that's attached to it too, that like has those kind of filled
mine
out.
Mine says October.
Oh, yeah, it does.
I missed that meeting.
Like this one has.
Oh, that's the.
Oh, this gives you examples.
Oh, that's right.
In here.
Okay.
Do you want to print that?
And yeah, I'll go print it out. I don't have this hooked up to the printer though.
Oh, all right. Because we could just.
So anyway, we can talk about anything from last meeting. Is there anything we need to discuss?
From last meeting?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Raymond, did you go to Bear River to
no,
see
I
about
I
there?
Will.
No, I just read it. I didn't know.
I will. I'll keep on it.
Because I signed the fire plan. What's that guy's name, Ray?
Hodges.
George. Travis,
yeah, mm-hmm. He came to my house and needed okay. that, and I signed that.
Okay.
And so we're good with him.
Okay. I think that's great.
Yeah, this mitigation plan, I don't know if this is...
I don't either.
Who done that? Who sent that?
The
state or county.
Hobbs, isn't it? Not Hobbs, it's Hobbs.
Hobbs, yeah.
It's from Bragg. You have to fill it out through Bragg.
Yeah.
That's who sent it out.
Hobbs.
Also, I have some things on the Herrera stuff. Do we want to do that in a closed session?
Well, do we need to do it?
Well, we need to talk about it for a minute. But I didn't know with legality if we need to have a closed session.
Maybe. If it involves litigation, probably. We'll just do it at the end.
Okay, that's fine.
I didn't see the attachment on there for this.
So it's the first, it's,
is it the LEPC meeting, Travis
it's
Hobbs?
It's the, it's from, no, Bear River Region Pre-Disaster Mitigation. She sent it on the 9th.
Okay.
And that had
January?
Yeah, and that had the attachments in it.
Oh, it's probably in my junk file.
I did get that stuff over to Mike Hansen, too, that you signed. So we're all good with them. And they did update the website as of Monday with the new building application / water application on because Parker Stewart wants to build. So he has to fill out the new application.
Parker Stewart wants to build where?
A piece that they're going to break off of their property.
Over in Woodruff somewhere, mm-hmm. Over here somewhere.
Yeah. So I got Tyler
that
information.
What about the Taj Mahal they're building over there?
Yeah,
that thing is huge. It's tall.
It's going to be fast.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I turned last time and then today. I went, whoa, what's that? That's cool.
Yeah.
Did you find that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
That's cool.
So there's the first PDF from 2020 that like shows what Randolph is doing and what they've...
Okay.
Their hazard and what they
How
put
come
in
I
for.
I don't have anything for...
You're a big shot. You know, this is for the...
Yeah, this is for the minions.
I don't have anything for in January.
And like
January,
avalanche and stuff too. Like,
okay, I'm on that. So
January 9th, Scott, from the town of Woodruff. Allie would have forwarded it.
Yeah, so
in the Woodruff.
Oh, look, she's printed it out for you.
Oh, there it is right there. Oh,
sheep flooding.
Oh, that's traveling.
Maybe sheep flooding is. Maybe I do. Maybe I've experienced.
So this is the one from 2020.
So can we? This is Randolph's, yeah.
Well, oh, it has.
Is ours
no,
on
ours is on here. I just printed the whole thing, so
we can just go by this.
Yeah. I forgot it was in here. But Woodruff is on here.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
So these are the hazards that we're worried about, right?
Yeah. So we don't have to fill out for every one of those, yeah?
I just thought maybe they had specified ours.
So we have the dam, the flood, the problem soil, wildfire.
Okay, maybe that's all we need to worry about.
I would
just where, like, they is specifically ours, I thought maybe they
Yeah, no, I bet it's just for these items that
yeah.
we...
So I'm, like can I meeting. Ask a question because I don't know what Bragg is, or is this all about getting funding for
Yeah, it helps with our
state?
Funding. Yep.
So they're going to determine how much, you know, risk there is before they do that.
Also, I was talking to...
Well, and if one of these things happens...
Brandon Hatch about their water bill, right? They're going
to
up it to 60 possibly. And that, they have it so high so they can get more money back from the state, like grants and stuff. That's why their water is so high. They get more funding.
If you charge
because
more?
they're trying to put it into the water system. So they're showing that we're charging for this so we can put more into the water system, yet they get more funding because their bills are higher.
Like to upgrade their system and stuff.
Yeah. They just get more funding because their water bills are higher. They get more grant money. FYI.
Really?
That's what he told me.
Okay, well, if it's only these four, then that's a lot. Do we think that's the only four we need to worry about? Yeah, air quality, agriculture, avalanche.
Because even climate Lake change. Town, they just have avalanche, which I get, landslide, steep slopes. We don't really
drought. Like, I feel like we could maybe fall under that. Earthquake. Maybe we don't worry about it.
Yeah, Lake Flood. Town has earthquake.
Oh, it's on there. I mean, she does say, let's see what she says. Assess which strategies your community selected in 2020. If a strategy was not completed but is still relevant, add it into the spreadsheet under protecting current. Then it says, consider any new or emerging risks your community face.
Faces. You could maybe add drought, but
like if your community has experienced increased flooding due to recent weather patterns, consider new strategies such as implementing enhanced stormwater management systems or updating floodplain ordinances.
So are we still talking about Woodruff proper? So I see erosion. I wondered always who you know grades the roads up in. Mm. Is that anything we have to deal with as a town, or is that
I don't know
BLM, or I don't know.
That's
who,
county.
Yeah,
I just know they get rut and someone comes in, and you know never wondered who it was, but sometimes you go.
Well, I don't understand why we're not worried about earthquakes.
I feel like
we
and everybody else like is.
Yeah, we have just as much a chance.
Yeah.
Dam failure, I get.
My house splits in half.
Earthquake, we should probably add.
Do us a favor, good earthquake.
Steep
we
slopes.
Move away and problem solved.
Only at Monty, right?
I wouldn't think
in
town.
I'm afraid if we have
an earthquake, you'll have to be severe weather, I guess.
Yeah, I think if you added the earthquake in.
I think we should.
Yeah.
What would be, what's sheet flooding? Do we have any idea the difference between the sheet flooding and flood flooding?
No idea.
I looked it up one day, but now I can't remember.
I think we should do all hazards, too.
Explore options for developing a backup water culinary. Yeah, Lake Town has all hazards.
Well, maybe let's look through these and see if there's anything that we want to change from 2020, you know?
Yeah.
And then I can just put in the same.
We just need to add.
Oh, look, they put TBD on all estimated costs. Do you think we could do that?
Absolutely.
Because in
How
this email,
know?
She
How
says.
How would you know?
In this email, she said, estimated cost is a useful tool for emergency management. So number one, review historical costs. Number two, consult experts. Like,
no,
we don't have time.
We don't have time for that.
Break strategies into phases. Use cost estimation tools.
Keep it TBD.
You don't
TBD.
Even know what's going to happen.
I think we should
happen.
Stay
away. You don't know what
I
the cost could
like,
be.
Yeah.
Tell us.
That's still important to us.
Well, name what? Might pop up someday.
It did.
Drought.
I love it. It did.
Wow.
Remember that tornado? I know you live.
It was a dust devil.
Because I live here. No, do you guys remember that tornado?
No.
Yeah, it was out by the split over by the Rexes. You guys don't remember that tornado?
No.
When
oh,
was that?
I mean.
Oh, maybe like in 2010.
Maybe Carolee posted something about it. Again.
Yeah, it was a big deal. You guys don't remember it.
I
it was
wasn't
like
here in
for 5 seconds. 5 seconds, wasn't it?
Still, it ripped up some stuff
yesterday.
For 5 seconds.
I know.
Well, I would.
So, should we go through these things and
I think
decide
if we just do it really fast and then Allie doesn't have to do
this
it.
All
yeah,
hazards could include
so
like
too.
Trucks Ready crashing in town and spilling.
Hazmat.
Like, yeah.
That would be under hazmat though, right?
So why wouldn't you just
here?
Choose everything? Because they're asking you to say, what's the emergency going to be? And you don't know, so just say,
right.
Plan on everything.
Well,
or
I don't know about avalanche and landslide.
Yeah,
Steep
I don't think
slopes.
Really
here. I don't think, because we're pretty flat.
Yeah.
Where are we going to see
it,
that?
If it happened, it'd be
so,
awesome.
Like, let's see, air quality, I would say.
We don't have to worry
no.
about it.
No, agriculture, no. Avalanche, no. Biohazards,
no.
Climate change,
no.
Dam failures on there. Drought,
yeah.
I think we should
I think we
drought.
Need to add drought, yeah.
Earthquake.
We need to add earthquake, yeah.
Electromagnetic pulse.
No.
Erosion. No, I don't think. Do you think?
What's electromagnetic pulse?
I don't know. It just sounds like.
No, I feel like we might want to look.
I would either ask her. I think biohazard because this is a pretty main thoroughfare, and if something happened with the truck or something,
right? Like hazmat.
Is that hazmat? That would be a concern, possibly. I mean, if a gas truck or something blew up there, we had
well,
to
there was that.
Or the oil truck spill, you know, that could be a thing.
Propane truck
or if
here.
Propane tank.
Yeah,
blew up.
No doubt. Yeah.
Or if the propane plant just exploded.
Again?
I don't know. Hail is on here, infestations, landslide.
Okay.
Problem soils/rocks.
That's on there already.
Oh. Radon.
No.
Severe weather.
I would add severe weather.
I would too.
Subsidence. Don't know what that is.
Subsidence. Tornado. I don't think electromagnetic pulse.
Do you think we should add tornado?
No.
I don't think so, but.
Okay.
I wouldn't think so.
I don't even know how you say this word.
What is it?
S-E-I-C-H-E. Volcanic wildfires on there. Okay. So
subsidence is the gradual sinking of the Earth's surface.
That could be a thing.
Here?
Yeah, I feel like, because we are in a floodplain.
So what's the difference between that and erosion?
No idea. Subsidence.
Well, erosion, I would imagine, is, you know, water flowing down and breaking ground where that...
That's kind of just like maybe
settling
one.
Road on the side of the roads.
Okay.
It would be if you're technically, if you're on
the
sandy.
Would that be part of the flooding? Because it erodes every time it floods. We have to do something. Yeah.
So that, they kind of go together.
So should we have erosion because we have flood?
Probably. I mean, to.
Yeah.
We just do what we can to mitigate it.
Yeah. S-E-I-C-H-E.
No.
That's
the other. A sesh is a standing wave that oscillates in a body of water. So no.
Okay, we're good then.
You're no seshing.
I think we're good.
I don't know if it would get very far.
No, it's
sinking
to the ground because it's so dry.
Right.
Like, could... So if we add some of these in, I could probably just take
kind
of
I would
what,
just
like,
take
other...
off of the other one.
So 100%. Like Lake Town has earthquake. I don't see. There's not a all hazards
Lake Town does.
On here. Severe weather they have. I wonder if anyone else has hazmat.
But this truck.
Nobody has hazmat, which is crazy because you would think Lake Town would or Garden City. Right?
Yeah.
What page were you looking at with that? With those words on it?
They're just on this list at the bottom that she has that they sent her on that.
No one else has drought on here, which I think is interesting too.
Or hazmat, because you would think Garden City with those trucks that come down that canyon.
But does hazmat count as...
As what?
Mitigation.
Isn't it? It's on here, yeah?
Yeah, it's on here.
It's on the list of things.
I don't know. What do you guys think about drought?
Do we really worry about drought as a town?
Probably not in some
not as
like,
a town.
Yeah,
like
I
think
it's
more of the
more.
Ranchers.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really think we worry about that as a town. But
no.
Well, you got news from your guy the other day about how much water is available.
Yeah.
And all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're good.
But that would probably be the only time if you feared that was going to
like
dry
town
up
is what
and
we're talking
there's
about.
No culinary water.
Well, if that's the case, then we plow our own roads. And the county gets none of our water. I'm just joking.
I still got water all the time.
Yeah, we don't even talk about that.
We don't talk about that.
fine. So what, I wouldn't worry about
that. That was interesting, yeah. That water situation. No, I was glad to hear that, actually.
Yeah, me too.
I learned a lot about that. Had a lot of questions answered.
So many.
Okay, so if I kind of just take,
some good answers.
What is written here?
Yeah, I think
like,
so.
Just go with it?
Yep.
Okay, then I'll just update it all. Hazmat, I might have to...
I can't say anything about this, you know. If I let you know, I can't say anything about this. Oh, okay.
It's a great
meeting.
We got it. But we're going to add all these. We're going to add in more. I'm just wondering.
We probably have a hazmat through the fire department, do you think?
Oh, probably.
Well, I'd be controlling it, but if you look to me, it's a, like chlorine gas truck tipped over and the whole town had to evacuate for 6 weeks. Who knows? You see it, but no trains. But I would opt to, if it's not like you're not paying extra for it, that's something that could happen, you know, hopefully it never does. But
we should probably check with the fire department what they have on that.
I'll check with Chris.
Are you on that committee, Seiko?
Do you think?
Yeah, ask them about that, will you? What their hazmat deal with? But it wouldn't hurt to add that on there, that's for sure. Never know about that. 2020 truck driver.
Especially if they're coming from back east. I mean, they've wiped out that house at the bottom of Lake Home Canyon. I mean, Garden City.
A couple times.
Yeah, that would be bad if a load of gas come flying down.
But again, how do they not have hazmat on their list? Like, that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
But okay, continue.
Especially
on.
Where, when stuff is closed down, this is the road that the truckers take.
100%.
I'm fighting the state of Wyoming because I feel like they owe me money for fixes on my vehicle because of that very thing. This road is never closed.
No.
They never shut it down.
Yeah, no, they come this way to get around the sisters and that.
Mm-hmm. Go through Kemmerer. All right, next.
Okay,
right.
We got that, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I'll just kind of fill in what was on that last one. Yeah.
If you need help or something, I think that covers it. It seems like a lot of work to fill it in, but...
Well, that sheet, with that, it helps
so that's part. That's Bragg that wants us to do that.
Yeah.
But we're still going to add hazmat, right?
Yes, we're adding hazmat.
So that's just Bear River Association of Governments, Jill. So that's just kind of us, Randolph, Lake Town, Logan.
Who's in charge of that? Was it?
They have an office in Logan.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Bragg does, yeah.
Scott's on the board.
And I'm on the board.
But he doesn't know anybody.
It's fine.
Well, you know,
that's interesting.
I don't go like I should, but...
I want to know how many meetings you've been to. Just...
No, you don't.
Just a guess.
I would say 7, 10.
So what communities was it? Was it
Richard? It's us and Cache County.
The Bear River, so it'd be Cache County, Box Elder, and us.
And us.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
But they
I already had this printed out. To
have
do.
Funding that. We really haven't gotten a lot of funding
it's been
from those
a busy
guys,
day,
so.
And I... But I was prepared.
I love it. Hey.
Look, I was organized and prepared. I forgot I printed that out.
Yeah,
already.
You were.
But now you each have your own copy.
Bear River Association.
I will be getting you a check. You were going to give it to me to bring tonight.
Oh.
Okay, so.
What
it has
about
been
the minutes,
discussed
you guys? I'd accept the motion to approve the minutes. I've already
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for December.
I have a second.
I'll second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, that motion carries. What about the bills?
Do you need something on top of it?
No, but I forgot to do the initials.
Yeah, that's what I'm
It goes doing. With the...
Yeah,
it goes with, wherever the bank one is.
So I don't need to initial this? Or
yeah, will you just do a little initials? And I just forgot to add it on there.
Okay, continue. Sorry.
My bad.
Any questions on the bills?
Just making sure we were done, right?
If not, I would accept a motion to approve the bills.
I'll make a motion to approve the bills.
I'll second that.
Aye.
motion and a second. Those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that motion carries. And bridge, huh?
One thing we need to decide is what we want to do with that check from Stacy's.
Oh, I was just thinking about that.
Oh, for the Christmas donation?
Yeah. I felt like taking it a week after was kind of funny, but...
What do you guys want to do with it?
How did it go overall? Did they get, what happened on that? Did they get some money? Were they happy? Everything was cool? Or?
Yeah, Seiko.
Did you take it over, Seiko?
Yeah.
What did they think?
Oh, this is a good one. I love it.
I feel like this is a story for not recording.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it all went great. You know, they were great. But this is just a story not for recording.
Beautiful. Any other concerns before we go into a closed session?
No, I mean, I'd accept a motion to go into a closed session, I guess.
I'll make a motion for the closed session.
Have a second.
I second it.
Okay, those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we're going to go into a closed session to discuss some legal issues.